Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So I've come across a couple of dark patterns today and I just wanted to talk about them. I've mentioned dark patterns before. These are things designed to sort of trick or confuse or manipulate us, particularly online, although not always, as I'll discuss. And I think it's just worth mentioning them when we come across them, because to me, when I see a company or a business using a dark pattern, well, obviously I think less of them. To give you an obvious example, one you'll definitely have come across. These days, we all have to fight with these pop-ups when we land on a website. We'll get hit by various different forms of cookie kind of pop-ups. And of course, every company, everyone out there who's got a website would really prefer it if we all used cookies, because that means it's easier to make the website work, for one thing. It's also easier to track our behavior and then maybe sell us things or present us with ads, track us across the web. So when we go back to social media platforms, they can show us things because they know we've been to their website. All of that kind of stuff is enabled. And there are numerous types of these things that pop up, and some of them are pretty clear. If you're interested in disabling all of this stuff, with some of them you can disable it pretty clearly. Many others, though, are what I call a dark pattern. Well, not me. This is a term that's in the design industry, the web UI industry. Some of them make it intentionally hard. They might make it look like a lot of work. You have to go down and individually untick each of these, 20 different categories or something, which of course we're not going to do because we're busy humans and we're also cognitively lazy because we're designed that way. Some of them make it confusing, like, hold on, is this on or off? Have they started this on or off? Do you know what I mean? And these are dark patterns. They're designed to obfuscate, designed to confuse us, and designed really to get us just to go, I can't be bothered with any of this. I'll just take the cookies, thank you. Or as Homer would go, cookies. Anyway, I went to the barber's this morning and I parked in the car park I always park at. And over the past couple of years, I've tended, rather than put money in the machine, because I never really have cash anymore, I've tended to use this app called Ringo. I've got no idea whether it's outside the UK, but it's a, you know, you can basically, you can book your parking, you can pay your money through Apple Pay. It will text you that the thing started. It will text you when it's about to end. It's been a pretty useful service. But for the first time this morning, and I should have done it before, I actually compared the Ringo price for the parking to the actual price on the board in front of the machine. And I realised, again, I should have realised it before, that every time I use Ringo, I'm paying more for parking. They never say that. It's never made clear, and maybe I should just intuit it, but I always thought, well, the council has to pay for maintenance of the machine and all that kind of stuff. If people are using cash and they have to empty it and all that kind of thing, maybe they're just taking that same percentage and giving it to Ringo. Well, then they're not. Ringo is charging you extra money just to pay. And on a parking that cost a quid, 20 pence extra. That's quite a big uplift, I think, quite a big uplift. And the other thing is, when I started looking into it, I realised that they were also charging me for the text messages either side of the parking as well. And that was definitely never made clear. And the reason I know it was is because I'd have just defaulted to email, which is what I've done now. Anyway, that's a dark pattern. And when I think about Ringo now, I think about them differently. Okay, the second one I'm going to talk about is I've been doing writing an article for a client this week, and one of the sites we're referencing is a site based on Substack. If you're not familiar with Substack, I think it's a really interesting platform. It helps creators build newspapers online. I'll do it again. Build newsletters. Sorry, it's the end of a long day. Newsletters online that can be charged for. So subscription-based newsletters, this platform Substack. And along the way, you can also choose to publish some of your newsletters as a kind of a website. Well, it is a website effectively. And one of the one of the people this article is linking to actually has one of these Substack pages. And but when you link out to it, and I'll put a link in the show notes for this, but when you link out of it and start reading down the article, immediately what pops up is a subscription box. And effectively, it's a summary of this person and what they do, what they write about in their newsletter. Then type your email in, type your email here, effectively a box, and then a big, big subscribe button. And then underneath it, it says continue reading or sign in. Now, this is designed to look like you have to subscribe to continue reading the article, even though it's a web page, not a newsletter, an email newsletter. The type your email and the big subscribe button are the most prominent things. But actually, just underneath there, that continue reading, if you continue reading, you can just go back to the article. But I just wonder how many people across Substack, all those sites, all those newsletters, are being captured, even though they don't want to subscribe, because of this particular dark pattern. And okay, it's not, you know, it's not Darth Vader dark, but it's, to me, it's slightly grubby. And it's one of those things where, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as creators, whatever it is, we have to decide which line of the, you know, which side of this line we want to fall. And my guess is, if you're on Substack, this is just a default. There may be no way to change this, I don't know. But for me, it's one of those things that, you know, when we're telling a story, when we're telling a business story, everything becomes part of that story. You know, support, the whole, all of the processes in the business, they come to build the kind of the impression people get of you. And for me, Substack and Ringo have both taken a little bit of a ding today. Anyway, slight rant. Thanks for listening. Remember that your story means business. And if you want to dig any deeper into the stuff that I do, search online, thestory.business. Bye now.